You have to be your biggest fan. And when things are really tough and they're really rough and nothing's working, but there's something inside of you that says, I just have to follow that. Because you don't know who you're going to meet, who you're going to meet, who you're going to meet.
Welcome to Better Days with myself, Georgie Crawford, and my friend and performance psychologist, Jerry Hussey. We have a great episode for you today, but first, to thank our sponsor, the Health Insurance Authority. The start of the year is when a lot of people's policies renew, so it's a great opportunity to review your health insurance plan, because without even realising it, you may be overpaying for health insurance, or you could be on a plan that no longer suits your health needs. The HIA is a government agency. It's completely independent, and they're not selling insurance. Their role is to help you make an informed choice. You can even use their free health insurance comparison tool to see what plans are out there and what might suit you better. It's a really great resource, well worth 5 minutes of your time. You can check it out on hia.ie. Welcome back to another episode of Better Days. We're so happy to be here with you today. We hope you're doing well. And I just know so many people are going to resonate with today's dilemma. Jerry, how's it going? How are you today?
I'm all good. Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, I think you're going to like this one. I'm sure it's come up for you many times that all the people that you're coaching, especially at such a high level, you know, and there's so much competitiveness and things in the world right now. So this person wrote in and said, hey, Jerry. Hey, Georgie. Hope you guys are good. I'm loving Better Days so far. And I really hope that you can cover this topic. My friend is thriving right now, new job, new confidence, everything unfolding perfectly. I love her, but instead of feeling happy, I feel jealous. I feel insecure at times and shame for feeling this way. Her success makes me question my own life. And when things don't work out for me the way they should, in inverted commas, I get angry and frustrated with myself. I hate that these feelings come up because they don't reflect how much I care about her. I don't want to let comparison and resentment damage our friendship. But how do I work through these emotions without turning them inward or pushing her away?
Yeah, it's a really good one, Georgie. And thanks to that person for sending this in. So firstly, we all think we're very magnanimous. Is that the word in defeat? We think we're good. Most of the high performers I work with and most of the high performing athletes, you know, be gracious in defeat. Not really. You know, I think every single one of us work hard, and let's pretend we have a neighbor and the neighbor doesn't really do anything and they've never really been able to have any money and they just spend it sillily. And we've been saving all our life and managing and budging and they've just been laissez-faire. And then we get turned down for a mortgage and they win the lotto.
Yeah.
Now, unless you're some type of ultimate heightened human being, you're going to have two emotions. One is, I'm delighted with them, but feck them, why wasn't it me? So firstly, it's normal. And even for me as a performance psychologist, and most athletes will tell you, if you work with a team and you give it your life and your soul and it doesn't work out, the team doesn't win. And then someone new comes in, they're a new performance psychologist. And I'm watching them a year later in the All-Ireland final. If I have to be really honest, there's a part of me like, oh, come here. Imagine if they win now. What, you know, so there's a part of me that wants them to win and doesn't want them to win.
Yeah.
And most high performance athletes and even like some of the Irish rugby players have been honest enough to say, like, when they retired and Ireland goes to win in the World Cup, part of them is like, I want them to win the World Cup, but like, I think.
Yeah, it's very honest.
So I think this girl or this person is being very honest. And that comes up within us all. So the first thing is meet yourself with a bit of fun here and a bit of compassion. It's normal. We all envy someone else and we all want everyone to be successful. But can I be successful as well, please?
Yeah.
So there's nothing abnormal in this. Now, there's a couple of different levels to this as well. The first level is, there's a lovely story, very simple story, and it's this guy in a rowboat, and he's rowing the boat in, and he's been up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's now 9 o'clock in the morning. He's cold, he's wet, he's caught a couple of fish, and he's been at this all his life. And he thinks he's going very well. And he said, God, I'm so lucky to have a boat. And he's coming in, but for the first time ever, he sees a Ferrari. Someone in a Ferrari just pulls up, and he's looking at this beautiful red car. And this gorgeous person jumps out, dressed impeccable. And he's looking at his boat. He's looking at it and says, what the hell am I at? He's looking at the guy in the Ferrari saying, holy shit, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell this crap boat. I've been working all my life. I've nothing to show for this stupid boat and a few fish. I'm going to forget this and I'm going to get what he has. What he doesn't realise is the guy in the Ferrari has stopped because across the bay he sees a super yacht pulling in. And on the back of the super yacht is another person on a sunbed lying out looking up at the sky. And he's saying, mother sweet divine, what the hell have I wasted my life at? I've worked my entire life and all I have is a stupid red car. I need to get myself a super yacht. What he doesn't realise is the person on the super yacht is looking up at the sky because there's a private jet going over. And he's saying, look at that private jet. It's the one thing I always wanted. And that's one of the biggest private jets in the world. I could never afford that. What the hell have I wasted my life at? She's going out on this stupid old boat. I need to get a jet. And what they don't realise is on that private jet is the CEO of a business that's tanking. He's worked for the last 3 to 4 years in a world of chaos and stress. He spent no time with his family. His kids despise him. His marriage is in chaos. He's on 4 different types of medication just trying to deal with the stress. He's on the way to a shareholders meeting to tell them that they've missed another quarter. He's having a breakdown on that jet. His life is in chaos. And he looks out the window and he sees the guy in the fishing boat. And he says, someday, if I can get out of this shit, I'm just going to buy myself a little fishing boat and go fishing with my son.
Oh my God.
Comparison is the thief of joy. We don't really know. When we look at successful people, it's like the guy pulls up in the brand new car or Jeep beside you. But what's going on in his heart? Now, it's not saying that everybody who has a yacht or jet, I know loads of people who have yachts and jets, and they're really happy. So that's incredible. It's not trying to imply that. So first thing is, we need to stop comparing ourselves. Firstly, stop comparing ourselves to other people, and then stop comparing our life to the life we thought we'd have. A lot of people say, you know, but I thought I'd be married by now. I thought I'd have kids. I thought I'd be promoted. And then we have to stop comparing who we are to the person we think we should be.
Yeah.
There's so many of us that have enough, but we're looking for more. And some level we're being fed by society or being fed by a subconscious program that we should have more and we should be more and we should. And the minute what you have becomes not enough, you are now in a world of lack and limitation. And lack and limitation can only create more limits, more limitation.
Wow.
So the first step is stop comparing. We never know what other people are going through. The second is, ask yourself, where might I be comparing myself to other people? Where might I be comparing myself to a person I think I should be? And where might I be comparing my life to the life I think I should have? And then stop the shoulding. Your life is as it is. And the greatest predictor of how happy you will be in the future is how happy you are right now. Because happiness is a skill of being able to extract the most amount of joy out of the simple things as they happen moment by moment.
Interesting that you said I could see the lacking, but it's actually limiting you. That's a really interesting point as well.
Yeah, and that's the danger with goal setting. A lot of people set vision boards, and the vision board is all the stuff I want to create. Well, if you want to create, it means you don't have it right now.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're looking at stuff you don't have, and therefore you're instantly saying my life isn't enough. I'll have enough when. I'll be enough when. So vision boards, when they're done in the typical way, actually create a lack limitation mindset, which is counterproductive. So what you should have is a gratitude board. And a gratitude board is one where you wake up in the morning and you literally count your blessings. You honour the amazing things that you have in your life. And that creates a sense of joy and a sense of abundance. Yeah. And now you are sending a frequency of abundance into the universe. And the world gives you more abundance. So when we focus on what we don't have, we're creating a lack limitation frequency. When we focus on what we do have, and we create that frequency of abundance, the world gives us more.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I think, you know, for so many people, it's when they get sick that they realize that they have enough. And you know, you speak about the outer world and the inner world. And before I got sick, I lived in the outer world. Why am I not getting this promotion? Why aren't I as successful as that person? Why don't I get paid that much money? Why am I always struggling? I got sick. I realized I had absolutely everything that I needed, which was my family, you know, love, support. And then I was able to create a successful business because I finally could see that I was enough.
It's exactly it, Georgie. And even, you know, health and happiness, you know, of course they go together. There's a lovely expression that says, when your body is well, you have 1,000 problems. When your body's not well, you've only one problem. Like, let that sink in. When your body's healthy, you have 1,000 problems. When your body's not healthy, you've only one problem. So in my life, I have a classification system, a problem and a challenge. A problem is something to do with health or someone I love. There's people who are going in to say goodbye to a child. I know people recently that were literally told in a matter of hours, you need to say goodbye to your children. That's a problem. Most people who think they have problems don't have problems. They have challenges. Or it's something else. So the first thing is, what is a problem? What's not a problem? Another lovely question is, when did enough not become enough? One time in my life, I used to say, I hope someday I can be free from anxiety. I hope someday that I'm not worried about having a panic attack every day. I hope someday I have a job that I love, that I get to earn, you know, enough to have a nice lifestyle, own my own home, have enough to eat. I hope someday that I will get married to someone I love. I hope I'll have healthy kids. That's a lot of hopes. That's the lotto. There's a lot of people that can't. So I hope I get rid of my anxiety. I hope I find a job that I love. I hope I get to marry someone I deeply love, and I hope to have health. That is the lotto. That is the dream wish list. And I got all of those. And most people have all of those. And yet there's some days I wake up, Georgie, and I'm angry because we didn't sell more tickets or things aren't moving quick enough in the business. And someone needs to give me a slap in the face every now and again.
Yeah.
And say, when did enough not become not enough?
Oh, my God.
So there's problems and there's challenges. And there's inconveniences. So first thing, when you look at something, your car breaks down, you lose your job, there are challenges. Your event doesn't sell, your book gets rejected, you have a row with somebody, your presentation goes terrible. That's not a problem. That's not even related to a problem. So now you begin to realize, when I can start each and every morning by counting my blessings, by asking, when I was 8 or 10 years old, what was it that I dreamed of? And most people have that. And now we want more and more. The question isn't, I need more. The question is, what is the need in me that's unmet? What is the belief system I still haven't dealt with? So it's not about I need a promotion or I need more money or I need the yacht or I need the house. It's what do I think those things would make me feel that I can't feel now? Yeah. And Joe Dispenza has this incredible idea when he talks about visualizing. He said, you should visualize not from the head, but from the heart. And you should feel those elevated emotions as if you have them already. So now you're living. So he says, think of the thing you want most in life. A book that's after selling 1 million copies. A promotion. You've fallen in love. You've just found out you're pregnant. How would that make you feel? Then feel like that now. And see what happens.
A short break to mention our sponsor, the Health Insurance Authority. If you're anything like me, you might be renewing your health insurance policy year after year without really thinking about it. Well, maybe it's time to take your plan and your health into your own hands. If you don't shop around, there's a good chance you're either paying more than you need to, or you could be missing out on benefits that could really support your health right now. The Health Insurance Authority offers a free tool that makes health insurance comparisons, and it covers every plan on the market. So head over to their website, hia.ie, where you can explore your options or get support by phone or email. But I think it's really interesting there what you're saying just about language, that problems and challenges are two very different things.
Of course. And we need to figure out, a lot of people say, oh, I have a big problem or a big crisis. Is it really? Because your subconscious mind is listening to every word you say and it's responding. And if you want your problem, your life can be full of problems. Now, what does that do to your neurocircuitry? What does that do to your nervous system? When you have a challenge, you need to be creative. You need to be agile in your thinking. You need new ideas. And if you're coming from a fear stress center, the front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex of the brain, is shut down. So the very fact you're using those words. So some of the companies I work with, the leaders of the company have put a rule in. We don't use the word problem here. It's either a challenge or an inconvenience. So people say, we have a challenge. Okay, now, so your brain operates on two things. It's either a threat or an opportunity. If it's a threat, I'm shutting down, I'm panicking. If it's an opportunity, I'm listening. So you say, I have an incredible challenge, or I have a great challenge, or I have a great opportunity here. The brain says, like, tell me more about this.
Yeah.
Oh God, we have a big problem. So do you want your team to recoil, shut down, or do you want them to lean into it? So language is the key to everything. And that's something that I learned from Louise Hay when I started listening and reading her books. It's the language. Your life goes in the direction of stories you tell yourself. Yeah. Everything in your nervous system and your subconscious program and in your brain chemistry is listening to every word you use. And it's either moving you forward and giving you the courage to lean into it, as Brené Brown would say, or it's repelling you back saying, that's too big, I can't do that. The ultimate state to live from is a place of peace and gratitude. Peace with what is, and gratitude. You live in the gratitude as if it's already happened.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So it's not like I'll be happy when. It's like I'll be happy now. And when that happens, I'll continue to be happy. When you say I'll be happy when, you're all subconscious saying, because I'm not happy now.
Yeah.
I'll be enough when, because I'm not enough now. So you're creating that lack of limitation. So you wake up in the morning, you look at your vision board and say, it'll be great when I get that. What you're saying is, because now is miserable. Mm. So vision boards and some of these people talking about manifestation, they haven't a clue what they're talking about. They don't really know the science behind what they're talking about. Because the more you focus on what you don't have is the more you miss what you do have. And you're actually living in a lack of limitation mindset. And then the great thing Dispenza says, and he was challenged, someone says, but if I'm living in the elevated emotions as if I've already achieved it, well, then I don't need it. And Dispenza says, exactly. So why would you cherish your life living it? Now, if it happens, fantastic. And if it doesn't, it doesn't make a bit of difference. So how many times, and let the listeners ask themselves this question. One time ago, we were doing a leaving cert. How many people said, if I get the points I need for college, I will be happy? Did you get them? Did it make you happy forever? Then you went to college, said, I hope I get on well with college. You get on well at college, you got your degree, did it make you happy forever? Then you went for the job interview and said, I'll be happy when I get this job. Did you get the job? Did it make you happy forever? Then you said, when I get promoted, I'll be happy. Did you get the promotion? Did it make you happy forever? So what makes you happy forever? As long as your happiness and your identity belongs to something outside of you or belongs to something in your future, your present is full of limitation and lack. You're needy. When you have no need for something, it's like, imagine playing poker, and I don't play poker, and I have a no-gamble rule, but I love the guys who play poker. When you've someone, let's say me and you were playing poker, and we have 500 euro on the table each, and I desperately need that 500 to pay my bills. I desperately need it, and I'm sweating, and I'm panicking, and it's written all over me. I'm now in a needy position. You're sitting there, and you're playing with someone else's money, and you don't really care.
Yeah.
You're going to win because you're going to see the fear in me and you're going to call my bluff. It's when we're chasing something, it becomes more powerful than we are. When you no longer need something, it comes to you. That is the law of manifestation.
Wow.
The law of manifestation is when you become the person who generates the frequency that is equal to the thing you want, it comes to you. We don't chase, we attract. Mm. And the analogy I use is, imagine so two lads go into a nightclub, they're having a great night, and then they realize, God, it's 20 to 2, the nightclub's over in 20, the nightclub ends in 20 minutes, we haven't met any girls, quick, we better get going. And they go along on a mission. And they're focused and they're motivated. And what's going to happen to every girl that they start to approach? They're going to run away from them.
Yeah, a mile. Because
there's a desperation. Think of the guy that wasn't even meant to be out. And he's in his workers' building clothes. Mm. And the boots are full of concrete. But the lads convinced him to go. And he has no intention of meeting anyone. He's not even looking for anyone. And he's just standing at the bar and he's having the time of his life and he's laughing and he's funny. And the same two girls are standing across the bar watching this guy who's kind, who's funny, who has no need. They'll say, God, I wouldn't mind being part of that conversation. And they gravitate towards where the conversation is happening and where the fun is. So when you become somebody who needs nothing, everything comes to you. Yeah. But you can't go into meditation or go into visualization and say, I'm going to pretend I need nothing so that I get everything. That's wrong.
Mm.
When you start to live a life that is enough, and you practice gratitude every day, and you thank every cup of tea, every hug, every conversation. You take a moment to witness the beauty in your own life. You become somebody who needs nothing. You send out this frequency of love. You've no vision board. You're not chasing anything. And suddenly, all of these incredible people and opportunities fall onto your lap. Why did they fall onto your lap? Because you attracted them. Your energy, your frequency, they wanted to be around you. And most marriages, I'm not sure how you and Jamie met, happen when they were least expecting it. It was on a mad night out where they just bumped into each other. But it wasn't just happening. So it's not about comparing. It's not about striving. It's about actually learning to fall in love with the life you have. Learning to fall in life, remembering every day what enough is, remembering that most of us are living the life that we dreamed of. and practicing that gratitude every day. That's the message. You are the greatest you that has ever lived. There will never be another you. So stop comparing, stop judging. Be the greatest, bravest, most loving version of you. And that is what winning looks like.
Derry, thank you so much for another incredible episode. We'll chat to you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please, on whatever platform you're listening, leave us a review, leave us 5 stars, send us your feedback, share this podcast in your WhatsApp groups. We appreciate the support. And if you have a dilemma that you'd like us to cover, please just send us an email, info@thegoodglow.ie.
You have to be your biggest fan. And when things are really tough and they're really rough and nothing's working, but there's something inside of you that says, I just have to follow that, because you don't know who you're going to